It is Tuesday, December 31st, 2019, and you are listening to Pink is the New Podcast. And this is a very special episode of Pink is a New Podcast, considering that I'm technically still on hiatus. Like I mentioned on social media a couple weeks ago that Season 2 of Pink is a New Podcast is on the way, and I had these grand plans for using a bunch of my downtime to get everything sorted, because as you realize by now, I still haven't installed my theme song, which I have. It's ready to go. It's so great. My friend Eris, who composed the song, has sent me a master file, and I worked it all up, and I have yet to work it out to make it into the theme song, but I will. Season 2, it's coming, I promise. And again, I mentioned that I would come back with new podcast episodes soon, and then the week started going by, and then I got another job, which I'll talk about in a minute, and I kind of didn't have the time, but I realized I wanted to post one last podcast for 2019, considering I started podcasting this year for the first time ever, and it was fun, and it was pretty well received, and if you're listening to this, I appreciate you listening to it. So I decided that I would do one quick, probably shorter episode before 2019 wraps up and we move into a new decade with 2020 and the return season 2, Pink is a New Podcast. So I just have like a few things that I'm going to talk about just to wrap up this year. This episode won't be like the regular episodes where I do my weekly roundup of news. And I'm thinking about doing a new format anyway, which I'll get to in a minute. So first of all, let's talk about, you know, the fact that I haven't posted a podcast since I think September. So I was doing really, really well for the beginning of the year, for through spring up to summer, posting weekly, having a fun time doing it, because then I was still working on a very Brady renovation for HGTV, so I had a very regular schedule, so I was able to take the time to do the research, take the time to do the recording, take the time to do the posting, so it was much easier for me to be more regular with the posts back in the spring. Then when the summer came, my schedule changed. I did some post-production work for a very Brady renovation. Then I went back to do the holiday episode, which just aired recently in HGTV. I mean, if you watched any of the A Very Brady renovation episodes on HGTV, you know that they have milked that property pretty much for everything that they could get out of it. But I would let you know, on New Year's Day, on HGTV, they are going to run a marathon of A Very Brady renovation, where they're going to show all of the episodes with extra footage, including the holiday episode with extra footage, and new interviews with all of our favorite Bradys. So there's still more new Brady stuff to come. New Year's Day, HGTV, if you're interested, check it out. I'm fairly certain that it will air beyond New Year's Day, but they're running a marathon, so if you want to get caught up or you want to re-watch everything all over again, or if you haven't seen it yet, you still can watch all of these amazing episodes of A Very Brady Renovation. So, anyways, I finished that show in the summer. We filmed our Christmas episode in August. I believe it was August. You know, we did the whole Christmas thing, we decorated the whole house, 40 tons of snow on the front lawn, which was really fun. Like, that was a fun shoot. That was a really fun way to go out with a bang. So the last post that I posted, the last podcast post episode that I posted, I believe was in September, to coincide with the premiere of the series. And as you may recall, if you listened to it, it was me and my really good friend, Dylan Eastman, who was also the project manager and the designer of the Brady Project. So that was really fun. He and I recorded that, I believe, in June, and I saved it until the premiere week of A Very Brady Renovation. So since that time, I worked on a few other Food Network shows. I did the latest season. Excuse me. I have like a sore throat right now, and the fact that I'm not coughing is a miracle. I've been on the couch for the past 3 days, just like coughing with this terrible sore throat. I haven't gotten S-I-C-K, and I hate saying that word because when you say S-I-C-K, you tend to get S-I-C-K. So all I have is a sore throat and a stupid cough. It's going away, but as you can tell, I'm still having a little phlegmy issues, you know. But it's like the Friends sexy phlegm, kind of, I guess. Yeah. So anyways, I worked on a few other Food Network shows since I was finished with Brady. I worked on Halloween Wars, and I did pilots for two shows, Cookie Wars and Baking Bingo, which are going to air on Food Network. And after that, I took a little bit of time off because it was a crazy, crazy year and I hadn't really had a lot of time off. So I took some time off intentionally. And then that lasted a little longer than I intended because I couldn't really find the right next show for me until very recently. So in December, I hopped on a new gig. It's a show for Amazon, and it's hosted by Nick Jonas and his wife, Priyanka Chopra Jonas. And it's a really cool wedding show that I will probably talk about in another episode, like later on. But anyway, so I'm working on that new show, and it's got me right back into the thick of things, and I love it. It's a great new company. It's a great new network, new people, and new exciting things to do as a producer. So I'm loving it. But having jumped onto that show has kind of thrown a little bit of a wrench in my plans for what I was planning to do for season two of the podcast. I originally intended to start recording episodes in December and then start releasing them in December, but December's over now and here we are. So they're coming. They're coming. Let's see. My other obsession, and I can't not talk about it, is the release of Disney Plus and the release of the new series, The Mandalorian, and of course, The Mandalorian's breakout star, Baby Yoda, who is my total obsession right now. Like, I can't get enough. When that cute little Baby Yoda is on the screen, I squeal every single time. I watch the episodes over and over and over again just to look at Baby Yoda. And when I'm not watching Baby Yoda on the TV show, I'm saving GIFs and I'm reposting memes and I'm watching recap videos just so I can get my Baby Yoda fix. So if you follow me on social media, you've seen it. Today alone, I posted two Baby Yoda things, or I did one last night and did one today. I still have one coming up for New Year's. So I'm obsessed. If you're not on the Baby Yoda train, I don't want to know ya. Hop on board. Let's ride this cute, crazy love train together. So that was pretty much like a big thing. And it's funny because I was thinking, you know, had I been podcasting as usual throughout the release of the new episodes of The Mandalorian Weekly, for sure I would have talked about him much more. But because I didn't do that, I felt compelled that I had to give him a shout out. So Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, I love ya, love ya, love ya. So yeah, Baby Yoda, big fan. I saw some concerts since the last time I podcasted. I saw Massive Attack, Lizzo, Marilyn Manson, Bauhaus, Liz Phair, who did a concert and a book reading and a book signing. So that was a really fun night. I saw Madonna. I didn't think I was going to see Madonna on her Madame X tour because the tickets were crazy expensive and she had this no camera, no phone policy. And it just seemed really annoying when the tickets went on sale at the beginning of the year. And I'm like, fuck this, I'm not doing it. But as the time got closer, she played like 11 dates here in LA. I kept watching StubHub and I found a reasonably inexpensive ticket. So I went. I'm glad I went. It wasn't like the best show ever. I've definitely seen Madonna better, but I'm glad that I went because it's what she's doing now. And, she started canceling shows because of her knee, her injury. So I'm glad I got to see it. So Madonna, I got to see Madonna. Letters to Cleo played their annual holiday concert here at the Hi-Hat. And that was a great show. They released a new Christmas EP. Liz Kay Hanley, my love, love, love Kay Hanley. I love her. I will see her any chance that I get. So Letters to Cleo was a big highlight show for me. Filter, my boy Richard Patrick, and Filter played an anniversary concert for Title of Record. That was a great show. I saw the Jonas Brothers. I'm not a big Jonas Brothers fan, but because I'm working on the show with Nick Jonas, I decided, let me go see the Jonas Brothers. And they put on a really great show. They're reunited and they're touring, playing all their old stuff. And I don't know any of their old stuff. I can't even tell you if there's a single Jonas Brothers song that I know, except for like their new one, the one that came out this year, Sucker. Like, that's a good song. But like the last 10 years of Jonas Brothers, I don't know anything about them. It was fun to see Nick and Joe and Kevin do the Jonas Brothers thing. I'm glad that I went. I'm really excited to work with Nick on this project. So it was something that I definitely, definitely wanted to do, and I'm glad that I went. And then the last concert that I saw this year was Ariana Grande at the Forum on her Sweetener tour, which I guess she's been touring on for the past year or 2 years or whatever. She's been playing forever. I went to Ariana Grande with Matt, my ex Matt, who I dated last year. And I don't know if I mentioned this. I really don't think I talked about this at any of the podcasts, but if you follow me on social media, you're aware that I dated Matt last year. Things ended abruptly, not of my volition, but it was a bummer for me because I was happy in that relationship and Matt was really integral to my survival during a really one of the worst times of my life when my mom passed away. So I was really bummed out about the end of that relationship. Ariana Grande's song, No Tears Left to Cry, was kind of like our unofficial song. Like, he loves her so much, and I like Ariana Grande, but he loves her. Like, Nicki Minaj and Ariana Grande are like his favorites. So, for Christmas, I took him to go see Ariana Grande. And oh, well, I should mention that we're hanging out again. We reconnected in the fall, roughly a year after our relationship ended. And I'm very happy to say that we've reconnected and we're friends and things are great. We've gone to Six Flags together, we've gone to movies together. Like, things are great. Like, he's doing well, and I'm doing well, and we're doing well together. We are not dating. I'm sure someone was going to ask. We are not dating, but we're hanging out, and it's really great to have him back in my life. So that was a really great thing that has happened since the last time that I podcasted. So I'm like catching up. Another reconnection that happened this year that I'm very happy about was kind of buried the hatchet with my former friend Austin. Again, not something I talked about on the podcast because this happened years ago now, 2 years ago now. If you follow me on social media, if you know me semi-personally online, you might remember that Austin and I were like best friends for like years. Like, we met right around the time that the blog ended. I met him right before the blog ended. He had been a blog reader. We met at a Veruca Salt concert. were huge Veruca Salt fans. We totally bonded. We became friends. And then the whole time that I was not blogging and just hanging out, like I took a year off where I just hung out, was great. Austin and I did everything. We were inseparable. Like, we were like total BFFs. Really, 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 really good friends. And then for reasons I'm not going to get into, he decided to not be friends anymore, which was a huge bummer for me. But by that point, I had been working. I was working really, really hard, and I was just busy. So I didn't really have a lot of time to really mourn the loss of that friendship. I mean, it bummed me out, and it sucked, because when you hang out with someone, like, all the time for, like, years, and then that's gone, like, you miss them, obviously. And at some point, I just reconciled the fact that we'd probably never speak again, that we'd probably never see each other again, or if we did, it would just, you know, sometimes people leave your life. And something that I have come to understand in my advanced age, people aren't always meant to be in your life forever. This is why relationships end. This is why friendships end. He and I had been really good friends, best friends for a very long time, and then it was over. And I was okay with that. But we had gone 2 years without seeing one another, without speaking, without any form of communication whatsoever. And we ended up running into one another at a show. And it happened to be that Letters to Cleo show that I mentioned. And I saw him, but I was like, whatever. What was I going to do? Nothing. You know, we didn't really talk. And it turns out that he was petrified that there was going to be some incident, that I was going to cuss him out, or there was going to be some big drama. And he ended up messaging me after the day after the show, and he posted this big long, you know, he wrote me this big long message. He apologized for things, which I really appreciated. And, you know, he had this really mature attitude about, like, you know, it was coming up on the end of the year. He kind of wanted to let, you know, he didn't want to have any beef with anybody, which I completely appreciated, because even though I wasn't like really super destroyed over the loss of the friendship anymore, it sucked. It was kind of a bummer. So at least there's resolution, and we have apologized, and we're at a cordial place. I don't know that we'll ever really get back to the way that it was. I don't know that we'll even hang out anymore. We're kind of in different places now. But that was, again, another really great thing that happened this year. So, you know, reconnecting with Matt and having him back in my life, and reconciling with Austin and having that negativity put to bed, killed, put away, bury the hatchet. These were really great positive things that happened this year that I kind of wanted to mention. I, during my downtime after, you know, in the fall, I took a road trip out to Joshua Tree, which is like the spiritual nexus of like amazingness. And I love it out there. And it was a really great trip for me. Really put a lot of things in focus when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. I love what I do. I loved working for Food Network. I loved working for HGTV. But I kind of reached a point where I thought, huh, I've kind of done everything that I can do at Food Network. There are, you know, there are higher positions, and for sure, I would definitely love to work with that company again and work on future shows. But there's so many other things out there, you know, like I had applied to all these great companies, Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu. There are these amazing companies that are making amazing programming. And I really decided, you know, I was thinking about this out in Joshua Tree, that I wanted to put the intention out that I wanted to find something new and exciting that would reinvigorate me. And I got this job at Amazon, which is super awesome. So that was a really great reinfusion of excitement for what I do. So Joshua Tree, I highly recommend it. If you live out here, go. If you've never been, come visit. I'll take you. It's one of my favorite places. So another really great personal thing that happened kind of incidentally to me, my really, really good friend, Elena, who I've been friends with for many years now, she's like my Disney wife. Like, she's my go-to, and I'm like, Elena, let's go to Disney. And we go together and we have like the best time. She and her fiance, Edgar, got married on Halloween Day. and they asked me to be in their wedding, and they had a very small ceremony. But to be asked to be included in their wedding was really, really special. And I'm very, very happy for the two of them. They had an amazing reception. She looked amazing. He looked amazing. I looked pretty good. You know, I got all dressed up for my girl. So that was another really great thing that happened in 2019. So to keep from rambling on and on and on about all these amazing things that happened, let me kind of wrap things up just to put a cap on kind of what I'm trying to convey, is that moving forward, I plan to continue doing the podcast. But I realized that my format of doing like a recap of the week's entertainment and gossip news kind of is fun for the moment, but there's no longevity there. Like the episodes are not evergreen. No one's going to want to go back and listen to episode 15 where I'm talking about what happened back in May or March or whatever. Like, yes, those stories are still funny, but like it's old news. Like, to do this format, podcasting is very different than blogging. You know, you can go back and read. Blogging is kind of like a newspaper, kind of like a magazine. It's disposable. Whereas podcasts are archived and they live forever. And when people want to pick up a new podcast, they generally start from the beginning. And if it's like old news, what's the incentive for them to keep listening to catch up? Sure, they can, you know, start with the latest episode and go from there. But I kind of feel like it's not the kind of thing that I want to invest time in to do something that's disposable. So I am still trying to figure out exactly what the format will be, but I want to podcast episodes that will be evergreen, that you can listen to anytime, out of order, or repeatedly and still enjoy them. Things like interviews with people, things like, you know, one episode about The Mandalorian or Baby Yoda, and like just talk about that as it relates to pop culture, because people are always going to want to, or I hope people will have an interest in what my particular commentary is about that character or that show or that musical artist or this album, something that's more encapsulated like that, subject matter that's more encapsulated like that tends to be more enjoyable over time, out of order, and it doesn't really matter when you listen to it. So that's kind of where my head is. I've been trying to think of a way to come up with a format that will allow me to do those kinds of episodes. Now, I've been trying to stay away from listening to episodes to other podcasts to try and like copy, because I know other people do this. And it's great because, you know, podcasting is super hot right now. People love it. I'm getting more into listening to other podcasts. But as I mentioned before, I'm not a huge podcast listener because when I'm in the car, I listen to my iPod or I listen to my Sirius XM. I listen to radio, I listen to music. But, you know, I've come to realize when there's a great podcast, I make time to listen to it. For example, Warner Brothers and the Prince Estate just released the deluxe version of 1999, which is like a 10-disc release that has like the, you know, Prince's 1999 record from 1983 remastered, and then a whole other disc of like unreleased music that he recorded around that time, plus live music and outtakes and all this stuff. And they released a podcast, which was, I think, 4 episodes or 5 episodes, where they talked to members of the Revolution, his sound engineers, like people who worked with him on this record and these songs. And I loved it. It was fascinating. Like, I, when a new episode came out, I immediately made time to listen to it. And that's when it hit me. When you find a podcast that has content that you love just as much as listening to a record or listening to live music, you make time for it. And that's kind of what I want to do. Now, I'm not saying you know, that I'm going to come up with some amazing idea that people are just going to like fall over themselves to listen to. But I kind of get the sense that if you're listening to this right now and you've listened to my previous podcast episodes, you kind of have an interest in what I have to say, which I love and I appreciate. So it is my job to come up with topics that I love as much, that I'm going to infuse my interest and excitement into, that I can pass on, that hopefully you will enjoy as well. So that's kind of where I'm going. So season two of Pink is a New Podcast will not be a weekly wrap-up of so-and-so did this on Monday, and then da-da-da-da-da on Tuesday, and then da-da-da-da-da on Wednesday. It's going to be more topical, where I talk for 30 minutes to an hour about, you know, whatever. Maybe I'll go to Disneyland and I'll podcast from Disneyland as I'm walking along, as I'm riding rides, or as I'm just sitting, you know, at the Jolly Holiday and just talking about what it is I love about Disneyland. You know, Disney Plus, the new streaming network, which The Mandalorian, Baby Yoda, all of that, also has this amazing documentary about the Imagineers, which talks about the creation of Disneyland, the creation of Walt Disney World, and all the parks around the world. And I love that series so much. It just reminded me so much of why I love Disneyland and going to Disneyland. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to do a podcast at Disney? So that's kind of like an idea. Doing podcasts with my friends. You know, I've done some episodes with Sarah where we talked about when we visited the 90210 houses. And that's fun. It's really fun talking to someone about whatever. I also know people like Richard Patrick from Filter. I think maybe he would be cool to talk to on a podcast. He might be down. My really good friend Casey, who I've mentioned before, is a singer-songwriter here in LA, and a really big Taylor Swift fan. And I once thought like I would do like an episode with him where we just talked about like Taylor Swift's new record. And that would be fun. But I think it would be much more fun to talk to him about what he does. The songs that he's writing, his live performances, maybe get him to play live on the podcast, something like that. So this is kind of where I'm going with season two. So there's one more thing that I want to mention. And when I was kind of like laying around and trying, you know, being lazy and figuring out what am I going to do with my next job, like blah, 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 I randomly started watching, oh my God, I can't believe I'm mentioning this, because I'm totally going to do a whole podcast on this, and I'm just going to mention it, and I'm afraid if I mention it, it's going to be like, oh my God, that's so dumb, why would you do that? But you'll have to trust me, because when I talk about it for the full 30 minutes or an hour, I'll just fully explain what it is about this topic that made me decide I had to podcast about it. So I randomly caught a rerun of Little House on the Prairie, that show from the 70s. And I remember watching it when I was little, when nothing else was on, because it wasn't something I really wanted to watch, but it was on. And back then there were only three channels. Remember, like in the Stone Ages before cable, there was only three channels. And I remember that I watched it. So I watched this episode and terrible things were happening. Like children were dying of disease and there's poverty and it's just, you know, they're starving to death. And it's like, how is this a show? Like, what the fuck is this? How was this a show for 10 years? I think it was on for 10 years, 10 seasons. And I was just so, it was so weird. I Facebooked about it and I'm like, do you remember the show being this terrible? And people are like, oh my God, I love it. And, or I haven't thought about that in so long. And I randomly watched another episode and another episode, and lo and behold, the whole entire series is on Amazon, and I kind of went crazy and watched the whole series, and that show is fucked up. I mean, you talk about tragedy, this show featured it. There was rape, there was child abuse, there was murder, there was elderly death, there was children's death, there's disease, multiple diseases, blindness, racism, war. I mean, this show is crazy. And it's just too crazy to not talk about. Like, I took all these notes about, like, how did this show ever get made? And how is it thought of as, like, one of the most wholesome, revered shows of like our childhood of my generation. It's just whatever. So it's coming. Be prepared. Either look for it or look for the title and skip it. But I will be podcasting about Little House on the Fucking Prairie because the show is fucking weird and it has to be talked about. But that's for another time. For now, I'm going to wrap this up because I'm already 30 minutes in, and I feel like this is a really good way for me to put a cap on 2019 before we head into 2020. It is mere hours before 2020 as I'm recording this, so I will be wrapping this up and publishing it just before midnight here in LA so that all of you podcast fans can listen to it whenever you like to. Don't listen to it tonight. Celebrate New Year's tonight. Listen to it tomorrow. Listen to it the next day on your way to work when you come back from holiday. So 2019, the year I started podcasting, coming to an end. And I'm definitely still interested. I definitely still want to hear from you. If you guys have any thoughts or comments or suggestions about what you'd like to hear in season two of the podcast, please let me know. Hit me up on social media. All of my personal socials are at Trent Venegas. And then on Instagram, Pink is a New Podcast. On Facebook, Pink is a New Podcast. And on Twitter, Pink is the New Pod without the cast. That's it. Happy New Year. Happy 2019. I hope it wasn't too terrible for ya. As far as years go, it wasn't that bad. 2016 was a fucking asshole. 2019, not so bad. 2020 is going to be great. I already know it. So I wish you happiness and health and good times. Be safe. Have fun. It's a new decade. It's a new decade. We're going into the 20s. We're going into the 20s. I can't believe I'm alive and talking about going into the 2020s, but here we go. So in 2020, season two, Pink is the New Podcast is coming your way. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. It's fun. I love doing it. I hope you love listening. And here's to more podcasting in the future. Happy New Year. I love you all. I'll catch you next decade. Bye.